There's a door, a very old door, quiet, unassuming, that most people pass by without noticing. But if you pause, if you reach out gently and place your hand on the handle, something begins to shift. Not in the room, but in you. And that is hypnosis. Now, when people hear the word hypnosis, many think of mind control, or people on a stage doing silly things, forgetting their names, dancing on cue. And I understand that. The images we see in media are powerful, even if they aren't always accurate. But I want to invite you today to slow down and to begin to understand what hypnosis really is. You see, hypnosis isn't magic, and it isn't sleep. It's a natural state, one that you enter every single day. Have you ever driven home and realized you don't remember the last 5 turns? Or been so lost in a book, a movie, or a fire that time faded? That's hypnosis. It's a state of focused awareness, where the critical, conscious mind becomes quiet, and the deeper part of you, the part that holds your habits, your stories, your patterns, becomes more available, more open to suggestion, more receptive to healing. I've been practicing hypnotherapy for nearly 30 years, and I've worked with hundreds upon hundreds of people. People who wanted to quit smoking, release extra weight, sleep better, let go of fear, heal old trauma, and live lives that felt more aligned with their truest selves. And I can tell you, with deep certainty, that hypnosis isn't about controlling someone's mind. It's about giving it back to them. Now, let's clear up a few of the most common myths. Myth number 1, I might get stuck in hypnosis. You can't. Hypnosis is a reversible, voluntary state. You go into it naturally, and you come out of it naturally. In fact, people drift in and out of it all the time without realizing. Myth number 2, only weak-minded people can be hypnotized. Actually, the opposite is true. The best hypnotic subjects tend to be intelligent, imaginative, and focused. If you've ever gotten lost in a daydream or deeply absorbed in a movie, you can absolutely be hypnotized. Myth number 3. The hypnotist will make me do something I don't want to do. Well, that's a stage show fantasy. In therapeutic hypnosis, you're always in control. Always. You won't do or say anything that violates your values or beliefs. Now, that's not to say hypnosis isn't powerful. It is. But it works because it aligns with your deepest intentions, not because it overrides them. When I work with a client to stop smoking, for example, we're not tricking the mind, we're reminding the body that it already knows how to live without the habit. We're speaking to the part of them that wants to change, but hasn't known how. And change, when it happens at that level, can be astonishing. People wake up and find the urge is gone. Not repressed, not forced, just unnecessary. Now, some of you listening might already be thinking of an area in your life where change feels overdue. And that's good. That's a sign your subconscious is already awakening. At drgarydanko.com, you'll find free activations, short, guided audio experiences you can listen to on your own time. These are designed to help you access this hypnotic state gently and safely. For things like releasing weight, attracting more abundance, improving sleep, or balancing your energy centers. There's so much more. These activations are not substitutes for deep therapeutic work, but they are powerful tools, and they can be the beginning of something extraordinary. So, as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. There's nothing unnatural about hypnosis. In fact, it's the most natural thing in the world. It's a return, a remembering. It's the quiet voice of your deeper wisdom finally being heard. In our next episode, we'll explore what metaphysics really is, not as an abstract philosophy, but as a living, breathing understanding of the forces that shape your world. Until then, breathe deeply, and notice how, even now, your mind is beginning to soften and open and shift. Because change, real change, often begins with something as simple as listening.